It's time for another Castle Country Focus interview on KOALITV.com. Also on KOAL 107.3 FM 750 AM. I'm Dave Hokanson. With me this morning in studio, I have Marcy Loveless. She is with Carbon Caring for Kids. This is a great program that she's kind of spearheaded. We're going to talk a little bit about that and what they do in the area, because it's just a great, great thing that they do. Marcy, thanks for coming in this morning. We appreciate it.
Thank you. Thanks for having me.
Now, let's talk a little bit about Carbon Caring for Kids. About how long have you been doing this?
We're going on our fourth year, I believe.
And it's you were the one that kind of spearheaded it. You and you said another mom?
Tiffany Noyes, yep.
And what is it that you guys do, and what kind of made you think, you know what, we need this. There's a need for it.
When Tiffany and I were talking just one out of volleyball, actually, we were just talking about ways that we could help in the community. And we have a mutual friend, Randy Lynn Leonard, who is a counselor at one of the middle school. And she was just kind of venting and saying, there's kids going home on the weekend that don't have food. And so we kind of got into more details about what was going on. And the counselors were giving them just granola bars on the weekend, and they just kept footing it out in their own bill. So Tiffany and I got together, and we decided just to do the Thanksgiving weekend. And this was about 4 years ago. And we were just going to do, we contacted all the schools, and we had 40 kids, and then it got up to 60 kids. And I just texted a whole bunch of people, and within 3 hours, we had everything that we needed for 5 days for 60 kids, plus some. And that's when we decided this problem's not going to go away, so let's just keep doing it as long as the community is willing to donate and provide. Then it just turned into, it just got bigger and bigger, and now we have, it's a 501c3, so we're a nonprofit, and now we've got people, I don't have to contact anyone, people are calling me all the time to help pack kits, what they can do, what they can donate, the money, all of it. It is just, it's incredible.
Well, and you know, and we've talked to different people about different things like this, and Carbon County in the area is one of those areas that will just do anything for their neighbor, it seems like. And, mm-hmm. and have you noticed that you know, all you have to do is ask?
And yeah. And like I said, lots of times I don't even have to ask, and I get messages for a long time, and I still do now, but I would get messages almost daily and saying, what can I do to help? Or what is there something that I can do? Or can I sign up? And that's the way it's been just as we've started again for this school year. I have constant people saying, can I come and pack kits? We actually are scheduled out until Christmas every week of groups coming to pack kits.
And now when you're packing kits, do you do it like one day a week? Or are you doing mm-hmm. it 5 days a week?
Yeah, so this is how we work it. So we have a Facebook group page, and on Mondays I update everything that we need. So the counselors just give us a number. So we have a number of kids, and we usually, last year I think we ended at 137 kids. So on Mondays on the Facebook page, I put, we need this many loaves of bread or this much fruit or fruit cups, whatever it is. We have a very specific menu so that it's easy for the kids to eat. They can make it themselves if it's something that needs to be warmed up. And then I put that on Facebook, and then people just comment and say, I will bring this, I will bring this. And then there's four different drop-off spots around town to make it easy for people. Then they drop it off, and then Tuesday nights we have a group of 10 to 15 people that come to my house every Tuesday, and they come and pack the kits. And then we have volunteers that actually come pick up those kits on Thursday and then deliver them to the counselors by Friday.
So you guys are pretty busy.
Yeah.
And it takes quite a few people, I would imagine.
Hundreds. How many
people do you get? I mean, how many people do you get in there that start helping on one night a week?
One night, on the big, like Thanksgiving and Christmas, we've had up to 30 people in my basement just running around everywhere. But usually we can do a good weekend or a good week. It's between 10 to 15 people downstairs, but it's a different group every week all year long.
Okay. And do you have like, anybody that sponsors or helps you out or?
So we have lots of different companies in town that do fundraisers. Mm-hmm. PZ Printing, they do their golf tournament, and they have donated the proceeds from that golf tournament fundraiser to us. And I can't even tell you, there's just been numerous. The first couple years, Loveless Ash donated all the milk because it's shelf stable milk that we buy from Logan. Mm-hmm. So there's been numerous different companies, and I can't even list them all because there's just been so many people. That Bank of Utah, they call and say, can we do a fundraiser? Or, you know, there's just lots of different opportunities for people to mm-hmm. serve, and people are so willing to do it.
Okay, now if anyone is interested in helping or wants to donate or anything, how can they get in touch with you?
So you can get in touch through Facebook, through Carbon Caring for Kids. You can go through there. You can message me through Carbon Caring for Kids. All of our information is on there. We have also started for people who aren't on Facebook. We have found just kind of how the schools send out reminders through text messages. We've set up the same thing. So if you're interested, if you're not on Facebook and you want the weekly reminders of what we need every week, then you can sign up for this weekly text, and you just get a text straight to your phone, and it's the items that we need. And if there's any other things, so sometimes we do, like we've done Halloween costumes or just extra things that the counselors have needed, emergency kits for the kids at school who have accidents or have diabetes, so they need, you know, just extra food like Capri Sun so that they can get that under control. Mm-hmm. So we just do a lot of little extra stuff. So anything like that that we have, we put on those text messages or Facebook so that people who are willing to help, they can jump on that chance if they're free.
And how do they do that?
They sign up for the Facebook. You go to the text message. You
yes.
mean? So you go to Facebook, and on there, there's a post. And I've been posting it up pretty regularly, but it's basically you text Carbon Caring for Kids at a specific number, and then that will automatically add you to it.
Okay.
So it's very, very simple, but you just go to the Facebook Carbon Caring for Kids site, and then there's a little directions on how you do that.
Well, I, you know what, Marcy, thanks for doing everything that you guys are doing. That's great.
Oh,
and
thank you to the community.
Needed.
It's so fantastic. People are so great.
And it's a great community to do this kind of
yeah.
stuff. It always awesome. Seems like whenever somebody needs help, everybody jumps in and does
yep.
that. So
they do.
Well, thank you for coming in this morning. We appreciate it.
Thanks for having
you.
Me.
Have a great day and have a great weekend.
You too.
Now, for more information on this and other Castle Country Focus interviews, make sure you check out our webpage, KOALITV.com, and listen for Castle Country Focus on KOAL 107.3 FM, 7:50 a.m.